And the thing that you sweep with?
Broom.
Okay. And say if the broom were right there in that corner, you'd say that it was where? See, the door's open, so that it'd be sort of hiding the broom. You'd say that the broom was...
I just say it's in that corner.
Okay, but in relation to the door,
behind,
you'd say that it's...
Behind the door.
Okay. And maybe this is too far back for you, but traditionally, at least on Monday, women usually did their...
Their washing.
Okay. And on Tuesday?
The ironing, usually.
Okay. What might you call both washing and ironing together?
The laundry, I guess.
Okay. And you mentioned that you had a stairway inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
Would you use that same word talking about something, say, from the ground to the porch?
No, we call them steps. We call them steps.
Okay. And, you know, different types of, there are different types of porches. You know, what would you call, say, a porch that comes off the second floor of the house?
Oh, I've heard them called verandas.
Okay.
But I'm not familiar too much with that.
But what about other names for different
balconies
types?
Balconies or...
Is that from the second floor?
I would think so, uh-huh. Yeah, I've heard of people talk about the balcony.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about, say, a porch that goes around the corner of the house? Or a small porch off the back? Or do you think of any different names?
Well, of course, nowadays patios, they, you know, use that a lot. But back then, it was just the back porch and the front porch, usually. And now, a lot of people called different, I don't know if they're referring to steps or what, they'd call them the stoops. Now, I don't know if they're talking about a little porch, usually. To me, when I think of a stoop, they call it the stoops. I think of a little, small porch, you know. It's not a step, and it's not actually a porch. It's,
yeah.
And I've heard people call them stoops, but now I don't know. I can't think of anything right now.
Okay. Have you ever heard of dog trot or dog run?
Yeah, I've heard of the dog trot. I imagine anybody might call that little porch that went over to the kitchen where my daddy was born and raised. Some of them might even call that the dog trot. I mean, it was a little porch that ran out from the main porch, you know, that connected the kitchen. And that's kind of what it was, a dog trot.
What does the dog trot mean? I didn't grow up hearing the word. I'm not really sure how.
I really don't
know. What do you picture when someone says, when you talk about a dog trot?
Well, you think of a little porch that a dog would trot across, you know.
So just something long and narrow?
Uh-huh. In other words, there's not much to it except a narrow thing. That's what I think of. But I'm not too sure because a lot of things I've just heard and I don't know.
Okay. Say if that's open and you don't want it to be, you tell someone to
close the door.
Okay, or another word you might use.
Shut the door.
Okay. And, you know, some houses have these boards